I'm Al Scherz, and you're listening to Iowa Public Radio Studio One. We are indeed in Studio One right now with a great audience, a full house, and a great three-piece band from the Cedar Valley. Please welcome the Comfort Kings. Comfort Kings on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Glad that you could make it tonight. Let's start with some introductions, and then you can tell us a little bit about the band.
Okay. We're the Comfort Kings. We've been together for probably a little over 3 years. In this incarnation, probably 2.5 years, I would say. We put out an EP in 2012 and a full-length album in 2013 called Prairie Fire. My name's Amy. This is Cody.
Hi.
Yeah, I point to you, but they can't really see you. Yeah.
That's right.
Cody's on the mandolin, and then John is on the banjo.
Hello. I'd wave, too.
He's smarter than I am.
So how did each of you come to this style of music? How did the three of you find each other and that common interest?
Oh, wow. Amy and I used to work together at the Courier, and somebody else started the band named Josh Nelson. Hope he's listening, because he left just before we put out our albums and had all of our fun success, adventures, and tours. But the three of us worked together at the Courier. We met Cody at Jameson's, and he's just a multi-talented instrumentalist. We asked him to join the band. We didn't expect he'd say yes.
He didn't agree to any sort of commitment, so we're glad he's still with us.
So I'm assuming we'll be hearing some stuff off the off Prairie Fire.
Yeah, actually, this next one is off of Prairie Fire. Written by John and Cody, who thought of it while in South Dakota or about South Dakota. Did you write a lot of it, John? Why don't you talk about it?
It's about South Dakota.
There you go. this next one I wrote sort of like with the bluegrass trope of like people dying tragically in mind. And it's about this person's parents. And ironically, it's actually my mom's favorite song. It's funny. It's true. Called Granddaughter, and this is not on in any album right now. We're probably hopefully going to be recording one soon, maybe another EP, and then this one will go on there. But this one is basically, I don't know, it's about life's troubles, about how even though you're sort of in the midst of things, you can always remember that your family's behind you. And even if they're not behind you, they're still genetically behind you. you can't really run from that, so. You know, and especially Iowans have that loyalty to family, you know. You can mess up. You can mess up and your family still back you up. Are we in the wrong key?
Nope, keep going.
We are, aren't we? All right, that's my bad. Nope, I got it, you guys. There are double takes on radio, right? You can do that? All right, we're all going to settle. We're going to settle down, and then we're going to be quiet, and then it'll be like nothing happened. All right,
the Beatles had false starts, didn't they?
Ready? Okay. Okay. This one's called Granddaughter. Some days you eat the bar, some days the bar eats you. Someday there won't be a bar to go to. And the world could all come crashing down. Some days feels like it might. But I wake up and you're holding me in the middle of the night. And I'm alright. And I said what I came to say. Guess that's all that you can ask at the end of the day. Turned out all my worries were nothing anyway. I am still someone's granddaughter. Stubbornness. The other side makes it on our own. Yes, what I mean is that I'm used to being alone. In that way of living might seem free, but it gets pretty rough. So I'm on my knees. Because I've had enough, you called my bluff. And I said what I came to say. I guess that's all you can ask at the end of the day. Turned out all my worries were nothing anyway. I am still someone's granddaughter. That's all you can ask at the end of the day. Turned out all my worries were nothing anyway. I'm still someone's granddaughter. Turned out all my worries were nothing anyway. I am still someone's great, 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 great granddaughter. Turned out all my worries were nothing. I am still someone's granddaughter. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Comfort Kings on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Amy Steffeniker on guitar, Cody Grimes on mandolin, and John Mulseed on banjo, and of course you're hearing them all around a couple of mics singing this evening. I'm going to return to a question I asked earlier, and maybe we'll get a different result. What I was getting at was, did you guys all grow up with Pete Seeger records, or, you know?
No, the Beavers, that's the best part. Cody, what did you grow up with?
My mom took me to my first concert when I was 14 and went to go see Metallica in Moline, Illinois.
Well, now, so, now I get it.
Yeah. And my grandpa was really into bluegrass music, so that's how kind of that kind of came into being. But I was, I mean, you know, Dylan's my savior, but who isn't? Mm-hmm. You know?
And how about you,
John?
Amy?
What were you into as a tyke?
Mostly punk music, honestly. I loved the Ramones, Clash. I'd listen to that stuff over and over, The Who. I really don't know how I got talked into playing banjo, but I love it. I can't imagine my life without it.
How about you, Amy?
I was into a lot of different music, but my parents really liked folk, and of course then I hated it. My mom would play like Nancy Griffith and John Prine. My dad played a lot of Southern rock, and you know, I was like over it. And then it took me like through my teenage years and then into my 20s, and then I started coming around again, you know.
Right.
The stuff you grew up on.
Right. Well, it seems like there are quite a few contemporary bands that are, they have obvious traditional folk and bluegrass influences going on. The Avett Brothers and Felice Brothers and Old Crow Medicine Show, bands like that. Where do you guys see the Comfort Kings fitting in this musical landscape?
I think we're part of the tradition. You know, maybe not commercially that big yet, but I think the resurgence is America's searching for an identity. We've lost our economic superpower. Our military superpower is in question every day, and I think the music is what's going to bring us back. So that's kind of what I think, that people are hearkening back to folk music, traditional bluegrass music, early jazz is being, traditionally American, and they're identifying with that. And I think that's kind of what's brought folk music that we do back into the forefront.
Okay.
That's great. That's from his upcoming PhD.
I'm soaking that in. Have you called John Kerry and discussed this at all? Let's hear some more.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this one is our cover. What are you doing? Stop it. This is a Beatles cover. I'll give more away.
Church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, it's who they all come from. All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Comes near, look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, do they all come from? All the lonely people, do they all belong?
That one was written completely by John Molsey. Please sue him.
No.
So much for being an American band, you know what I'm saying?
So this one was written while we were on the road, and we've pretty much only been on the road to South Dakota. That's about it.
Wait, Minnesota?
Yeah, that's true.
As far away as Dubuque?
As far away as Dubuque. Right, to the east, right. So this one's about traveling. Is that not it? Is that the other song? Oh, yeah. This one's about traveling.
Thank you.
coffee tastes the same. Whatever diner that we go, this city has a name, but it's one you'll never know, 'cause it's on our way again. Point the car toward the lights. It's a call to say good morning and a call to say good night.
Comfort Kings on Iowa Public Radio Studio One, Amy Stefaniker, Cody Grimes, and John Molseed. We have time for one long one or a couple of short ones. I wanted to ask you a little bit first about your writing process. Do you guys write alone? Do you write together? Does somebody come with something fully formed? Or
I write alone, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I like to sequester myself and then just like pour ideas out until they make sense.
And then everybody contributes parts. And
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm very like dictatorial when it comes to that. Yeah, like, this is the song. Do you guys like it? No? All right, I'll put it away. If you like it, let's do it.
Play it anyway.
But yeah, it's once we get to that level, yeah, then Cody will play something. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. John will have some banjo part that he's doing that I can't hear in my head, but it sounds really good. How do you write songs, John?
Usually with Cody's help. The songs that Cody and Amy writes, probably about 3/4 of the originals we do. And I'd say most of the other originals Cody and I collaborate on. It just seems like we work well together. I can't get an idea out, and he fills in the blanks, and vice versa. He can't quite get an idea out, I fill in the blanks. It's collaboration for us. We're not the tortured artist like Amy.
Well, where can our listeners hear you in the near future?
Yeah. We're going to be in Dubuque, I think.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
We know.
Yeah, that's true.
you might want to check that out.
Yes, at Monk's. So we actually played there before, so that'll be fun. And then next week,
Friday night, Mason City Brewing Company in Mason City, Iowa. You can also check out our Facebook page. We're just under the Comfort Kings, I believe, on Facebook. And we'll have all of our upcoming dates and other panderings there.
Okay. Well, take us out. More from the Comfort Kings.
Do you want to finish with this then? We'll end you guys on some energetic, little medley for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Going down to Soul Creek, some away from the shore. Going down to Soul Creek, cause I'll never see your face no more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd ever meet your eyes. Kiss you once, show you my love. Twice for each of my lies. Kisses are only gonna drown you. That truth won't set me free. So baby, when you finally start leaving, better know damn well where I'm gonna be. I'm going down to Soul Creek, some away from the shore. I'm going down to Soul Creek, cause I'll never see your face no more. Going down to Soul Creek, some away from the shore. I'm going down to Soul Creek, cause I'll never see your face. You just gotta watch the stars. And in that constellation, you point out when we're alone. There lies my destination. Oh, Salt Creek, won't you take me home? Going down to Soul Creek, some away from the shore. I'm going down to Soul Creek, cause I'll never see your face no more. Going down to Soul Creek, some away from the shore. I'm going down to Soul Creek, cause I'll never see your face.
Thanks, Iowa.
Thanks, world.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mom.